resting with awareness. Allowing, receiving, just as this, exactly as it is. The invitation is trust, to trust. Trust the unfolding process of practice, of Dharma. Slow gathering and momentary glimpses of awareness, wisdom, perhaps like a single falling star in a vast night sky. Or clouds parting to show the moon. Trusting the phases, the cycles of this practice, like phases of the moon, different conditions, the planet's position, rotation of the earth, shadow. I mean, sometimes the moon is full and bright with reflected light from the sun. At other times, it's in the earth's shadow, invisible or scarcely visible. So too are the phases of practice. Even when in the shadow of the earth, though, the moon exerts gravitational pull on something as vast and wide as the ocean, shifting the tides. We can trust the gravitational pull of the practice. On the vastness of the conditions of our lives, these hearts, the mind, beneficial conditions evoked, cultivated in the heart, the mind, by meeting what is, meeting even the darkness, whatever arises, with receptive interest. few lines from the poet David White. The dark will be your womb tonight. The dark will be your womb tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing. The world was made to be free in. The world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds, except the one to which you belong. Belonging to this world, this fathom-long body, this heart, mind, moment. Trusting the womb of darkness. And trusting the goodness, all the goodness being cultivated in this practice. The goodness of turning towards this practice, opening to what is. Opening to the nourishing moments, glimpses, wholesome moments throughout this day of practice, taking a moment to call them into the heart. So many moments of awareness, mindfulness, growing understanding, cultivated. Resting with awareness, trusting this unfolding process. Each and every phase.